Good evening. This is Carl James for Talking Hoosier Baseball. Today is Saturday, February 19th, 2022. The Indiana Hoosiers played Clemson today here in Clemson, South Carolina. The Hoosiers fell to Clemson 19-4. We caught up with head coach Jeff Mercer immediately after the game.
Well, we obviously got to start with the elephant in the room, control from the bullpen. What happened? What do you do from here?
Well, I mean, obviously the bullpen didn't do a good job. The moment got a little big for them and got emotional and started to command it, kind of snowballed on them, and they lost control there. And then once that kind of starts to happen, then you got to ride it out with those guys and try to finish the ball game, and then save your guys again for tomorrow, put yourself in a position to win tomorrow. So just an emotional reaction, and moment kind of got a little bit big for them, and You got to grow up, and you got to be tough enough to manage those things. But that's why you come and play in these environments, and why you put those guys in those positions. And they haven't been in those positions in a couple of years in front of 5,000 people. And, you got to toughen up, and that's part of life. And life's hard, the game's hard, and we got to get better at that.
On the bright side, you started off with what was a pretty impressive start from Jack Perkins.
Yeah,
What was he specifically executing that that made him able to be successful for those four innings?
Yeah, he had control of four or five pitches for the most part. Velocity was good, and controlled his fastball. And I was just really, really happy for Jack. I was really proud of him. He's worked incredibly hard and really invested himself to be able to go out and compete like that. And it's really just the beginning for him. And I get excited to think about when those guys get their pitch counts worked up and Jack's able to get above that 75 mark and extend himself and go and compete later in the ball games. But he was able to get the fastball up over the middle and in, and then the breaking ball really worked off of that, the slider, and then he also threw a good sinker as well. So he just executed all of his pitches, and I would like to have seen him finish a little bit better there at the end, but just a tremendous, tremendous start. And what a great effort from him, and very happy for him.
The offense took a much more aggressive approach to start the game than yesterday. Was that an intentional decision?
It really was what we tried to do. We talked about doing yesterday. Our best laid plans often go awry. So, you outline a plan, and then sometimes you kind of get hit in the mouth and not able to go and fulfill as well as you would like. But we do have some really good players, and some of those kids that are, have played before really stepped up and said, okay, hey, this is how you do it. And they were able to go out and compete at a much higher clip. And so, yes, we would like to be as aggressive as the game allows us to be. Our pitch decision really has been very good. We haven't expanded the zone a ton, not really any bad chases. And in my mind, as long as we're not expanding the zone outside of pitches that we can handle, I'd like them to be as aggressive as they're capable of being. And to this point, we've done that. And so we'll continue to play that way and hopefully have more success throughout the course of the ball game, with it. But we did have chances. We had two guys on there in the third and the fourth. Had two guys on, nobody out, and had a chance to do it and weren't able to come through with it. But had a chance to score, five or six, seven runs there in the first four or five innings. Anytime you do that, you give your starter a chance to win the ball game. We're on the cusp of doing that. You can see us get a lot better from yesterday to today. Really, you take out the middle bullpen work there, and we took care of the ball again. Had good defense, had good at bats, hit the ball hard, and really showed a nice growth from one day to the next. Obviously, the scoreboard doesn't show it, but internally you can look at those things and see that and be appreciative and commend the guys for doing that.
Is there any fear you have about kind of how the totality of the game has rolled out today, bleeding over and causing any negative effects in the future?
Well, I think any time that you're dealing with a sport, there's an emotional aspect, and what a great challenge for us to have to mitigate that and have to manage that so early in the season. And I think it's a challenge that we're up to. We have some really mature kids there that can lead the locker room and be able to bounce right back. The reality is, there's going to be 20% of your games where you get your butt kicked and you kick somebody's butt, and then the rest of the games are going to be, within four or five runs. And today was one of those days where, started out looking like it was going to be, a good day for us, and they kind of get away from us there at the end, but it's part of life, and you don't have much of a choice. There's none other option. That's the thing about baseball. The sun will come up tomorrow, God willing, and we will have to go out and compete again, and so we get to make that decision. There is no invisible hand that will sway or change the way the game goes tomorrow based on today. And fortunately, we get to play a whole lot more baseball and work our way through that and get a lot better. There will be a day this year when we're on the other side of this. I look forward to that day, currently speaking, but we will recover and respond, and I have confidence in the guys to do that. And we are in a good spot with our staff now to come out tomorrow and be competitive on the mound again.
Do you have a plan that you can talk about tomorrow about who's going to go first at least?
I have a good idea. I don't want to say it necessarily. Yeah. I'd like to sit and talk to Dustin and make sure that plan is still the plan that we kind of had in the seventh inning. But I do have a pretty good idea, and we are in a good position tomorrow. That's yeah, kind of the unfortunate thing. It's the good and the bad of it. Once the game kind of gets away from you, you got to make sure you're in position to be competitive tomorrow, which we are. So I do feel good about that.
Thank you for listening to Talking Hoosier Baseball. We will have more content tomorrow morning and tomorrow for the series finale in Clemson from Clemson, South Carolina. See you at the BART.